Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's July 11th, 2017, and I am your substitute host, Antoine Bergeron, here with my substitute co-host, B-Steve. How are you doing?
Very good, Antoine, and you?
Pretty good. It's summer. I'm on my summer schedule, so less work per week, which is always good.
So more time for hobby and painting and gaming,
yes.
Maybe.
Yes. Oh, probably, yes. Remains to be seen. I only have 5 weeks of that schedule, but I'll try to do as much as I can in those five Fridays. So let's jump in. It's going to be a short show. We don't have that many items, so
let's go right in. It's summer for everybody, so I guess a slower release, and the staff are on vacation for those company as well. So
yeah, that makes sense. So first up, we have Puppet Wars. They have adult and infants demonic elementals. So I saw the infants first, and while doing the documentation, I saw the adult also. But those are small, like flame elementals, tiny flames models. The infants are like 15 millimeter high.
Yeah,
15 to 18 millimeters.
Yeah, they're quite small because there's a comparison to a 28 millimeter heroic scale model, and they go up to his knee or something like that. So
yeah,
the infants are really small.
They're cute, and you can them, if I remember correctly, you can get them in pack of 20 or 100.
Wow. Okay.
120. That's the second pack.
So that's a lot of fire. Like a,
yes.
Birds
the
with
bigger
fire.
Ones are what you would expect for a 28 meter scale model. So you have five in the pack.
Yeah.
With a similar pose, they just are bigger.
Perfect to practice your painting skills on fire. Or mm-hmm. if you want to do some purplish, pink gradient on, as well for a more demonic look.
Yeah.
Well, the second item is from Black Sun Miniatures, and it's a merman. So look, we're almost on the summer theme as well in the release. You see the fire elementals, a
fire
merman.
And water.
Yeah, and now for the beach, a merman. So there you go.
Yeah.
It's a 35 millimeter model from Black Sun Miniature. It's a 5-part resin model, and he's from the foot to the eyes, he's 40 millimeters high. He looks quite good though. And mm-hmm. he's leaning forward with I was going to say a spear, but it's not a spear since it's a merman. So it's a trident.
A trident, yeah. And his foot is not, he's not touching the base. There's a murray eel, I think.
Yeah.
An eel coming out of a small alcove in the ground, and his foot is attached to the heel. So he really looks like he's swimming.
Exactly.
They made a really good job on the pose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice and pretty affordable too for that type of mini, only 8 pounds.
That's not too bad.
Next up, by scale 75, we have a couple of Smug Riders release. The first one, and my favorite of the two, just for the surprise look on her face, is Sally Watson.
Yeah, she looks so shocked.
Shocked, yeah.
Because we need to say shocked because she has a British feel to her. Like Victorian.
Yeah, classy British. With the binoculars.
Exactly.
On a small
Yeah, she's almost raising her pinky as she's looking shocked with her binoculars.
Yeah. So she looks good. And the other one is Jenna Jungle, which is an adventurer running and looking back, shooting at something probably that's running after her.
Yeah. They both look good. I really like the paint job they did. The facial expression is really great on those two models. Next one is the last of the non-crowding release. It's from Antenocytus Workshop, and it's scenery. So it's new vehicles and scattered terrain. So there's a couple of all-wheel drive, a couple of police, kind of a, well, no, it's not a police car, but it has kind of a rocket on top and a scrap car as well, burnout wrecked, and a couple of other vehicles, and also mm-hmm. some scattered terrain like pillar, phone booths, bins as well, a couple of rumbles. Yeah.
A good part of those were already released back in combination with Mantic when they did the Mars Attack Kickstarter.
Oh, okay.
And they are coming out again. Like I got the pack of scatter street scatter and commercial bin. I own those.
Looking at all those cars, almost made me feel like playing what's the name of the old Game Workshop game?
Car Wars?
Yeah, Car Wars.
Yeah. and they have a Mad Max look to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Post-apocalyptic look, yeah.
With grids on nice on the car and everything.
Yeah. I like that the first three are the same body, but they change the type of wheels and suspensions.
Yeah. ready to race.
So after that we get to our crowdfunding news. The first one by Kabuki Studio is Lady Mechanica, Tesla's Legacy. So this is a single model released in multiple scale, which is the first one in their new range dedicated to the Nikola Tesla's creations. So this one comes in two variants. You have the full model in a bunch of different scale, going from 35 millimeter to up to 100. And there is also a second a variant, which is a bust. You only have the top, and the pose is a bit different, and you only have her waist up.
Yeah, and the biggest
kind of a workshop table, almost like she's being built at that moment.
And the biggest one available for the scale, it's 1.8. So the model is 225 millimeter high. So that's quite tall.
That's a big one.
It's a big piece to paint.
Yeah. So this Kickstarter is going well. It's already over its funding goal. They are right now at 7,500 euros. They were looking for 5,500. They still have over 2 weeks to go, and they will be funding on July 27th.
Next one is by Mystical World Miniature. It's called Taste of Horrors. And it's a bust for 1/8 scale of horror characters. So you have
it's a
classic one. You have the werewolves, Dracula, and
a zombie.
A zombie, yeah.
Yeah. And with the unlocks, they will add other characters. Right now, there's an mummy available too. And there's a bunch of others which are already, which are only at the work in progress or sketch stage, but they are unlocking a bunch of other ones. Like they have a swamp monster, a Frankenstein, a Jack the Ripper already unlocked, and other will be coming as the project goes.
They look quite good.
So this project, they do look good
for nostalgic factor.
The only one I'm not sold on is the Wolfman.
He looked more stoic than the other one, like the zombie and Dracula mm-hmm. and even the mummy. They have their jaw open with like more expression with the eyes and eyebrows and everything. But the werewolf is more like, I'm just chilling here. I'm okay.
Yeah. And the for Fisher made just a fur, I think I find that it's not that detailed in the first section, the sculpting to it. That can all be arranged in with painting, but
yeah.
Of all those ones, that's the only one I am not sold on. So this Kickstarter is going well. Also, they are already past twice over their funding goal of 500 euros. They still have more than 3 weeks left to go, and they will be funding, if everything stays on target, on August 4th. Next, we have by Cold War Miniatures, Fly My Hawkman. So this is a new range of minis for pulp or sci-fi of Hawkman, so guys with jump packs.
Yeah, well, but basically they have a similar feeling to the Rocketeer.
Yeah, but also if you go lower in the page, there's a guy with a giant beard with a bigger jump pack, which I have a blank on where he's from. It's inspired with the helmet with the wings.
Well, he looks almost Norse-like.
Nah, but I have a character in mind that is inspired from almost directly. But I have a blank
okay.
on the name.
Well,
doesn't matter. People who know old sci-fi or pulp will recognize it for sure.
Or if you want, we can leave a 3-second blank, and then you edit back the name when you do the editing of the show. And also later on in the sketches, we see there's some variant with wings as well. If you prefer feathered wing as well.
Yeah, instead of the metal wings.
Yeah, they have that available as an option. And the last one for this week, it's called Orphan 9. It's a 28mm post-apocalyptic assassin miniature game.
So this is a single miniature that's coming out for generic release, but it's inspired and coming from Desert Games, from Across the Desert is the name of the game? Yeah, Across the Desert. So it's a model that's in their background. The game is and it's available with the rules for it, but they are releasing it as a general release for use everywhere. It's a single bottle, but they have different poses available, so you can swap the weapons and have either two swords, a gun and a sword, or they are working on the third version with two pistols.
This one is already funded. It's at £740. They were looking for £400, and there's 7 days to go to this project.
Yeah, and it will be funding on July 17th. And that's, my friend, is a wrap. We didn't have that many, so it's a short show. Hope people like what we found for them. And thanks a lot for jumping in and replacing Paul for this week.
And no problem at all. He needs vacation as well, so he's enjoying summer like everybody else.
Yes.
Take care, Antoine.
Thanks again. See you at next recording. And bye, geeks!
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine, at Eltonio Berg, Steve, at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find All Us Geeks, a podcast that discusses board games, movies, television, comics, Kickstarter, and many other forms of geek culture. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.